He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Wonder Woman today has given me the thumbs up, and that means it's time to launch another edition of Fried on Business. I was just distracted a little coordinating with the foundation up at UF. We're going to be broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Conference in Gainesville next week. We'll have folks from the university on. We'll have folks from the real estate committee on. We'll have big retail folks that help build the retail business here in Florida. So we're going to have a great time. You know, we'll talk about philanthropy. We'll talk about education. We'll talk about retailing. We'll talk about real estate. It'll be terrific next week here on Freedom Business, live from the WRUF studios on the campus of the University of Florida. But today, the market went down a little bit. It's fluctuating on gasoline prices. We've got a super-duper show for you. Today, we're going to talk to my good friend, Kevin Gale, about the launch of his new magazine, South Florida Business and Wealth. We're also going to talk about how to be a workout hero. And then I am finally, with the summer over and everybody back in town, I'm going to tell you where I think the next Brickell Avenue is. If you remember last week, Carlos Rosso very wisely said he believes that it's the Biscayne Boulevard corridor in Edgewater, and he's putting a lot of chips on the table out there. We'll see how right he is, but I have my opinion. We'll hear that at the end of the show today. Wonder Woman, it's time to go out. I've got to get back and get with Kevin because his fingers are burning as he flips through the new pages of the initial South Florida Business and Wealth magazine. Back after this.
At Marlins Park. Enjoy the thrill of Marlins baseball with all-you-can-eat seats for just $27. You'll get unlimited K&B Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Star Wars Night, benefiting Stand Up to Cancer Saturday, September 6th, when your Marlins battle the Braves at 7:10. Plus, all fans are invited to a post-game party at the Clevelander, hosted by DJ Zog, presented by Subway. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Hey, everybody. You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have the access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, this is why I love this gig. I've got my good friend, Kevin Gale. We're going to talk about South Florida business and wealth. When you go around town, you'll see George Perez's face everywhere on the cover, but you really need to tune in, turn inside. I had to say tune in just a little bit, because that's where you'll see my column. Kevin and I are working together. We've got a partnership, so let's roll, Kevin. What's going on here in South Florida business and wealth initial edition? You call it maiden edition? What do you call these things?
Maiden edition sounds pretty cool. I hadn't thought of that one. Inaugural, perhaps?
Inaugural? Okay. Inaugural. The inaugural maiden edition of South Florida Business and Wealth. So, Kev, you know, you and my buddy Gary Press, you've been together, you know, doing this stuff for quite some time. I guess this is sort of where you bring all of your stuff together in one place.
Well, I sort of jokingly say I'm a dinosaur because I've been a business journalist down here for 30 years, three decades. So I've seen a lot of change down here. And we felt there was a real need in the market here for a local business magazine. So you can't see it over the radio, but we're trying to do a combination of Ocean Drive meets Business Week, really nice presentation and some really thoughtful stories.
Yeah, they can't see it on the radio, but they can go to www.sfbwmag.com, right?
Absolutely.
Got to say that again because there's Jets fans listening. It's www.sfbwmag.com. It's great stuff. And you know, it's different than other magazines. It's written kind of in a way that, to me, is accessible.
Well, you know, I like good storytelling. To me, it's always about who the reader is. And in this case, it's 30,000 senior-level business people throughout the region. So we have a very regional voice. We want to hold up a mirror to reflect what's going on in South Florida and be a voice for how we can change and how we can grow and how we can improve and how we can all grow our businesses.
Well, let's give it a little tease here for a second. You got Jorge Perez on the front. He was right 10 years ago. Will he be right again? We had Carlos on last week, Carlos Rosa, the president of George's condo division, and he talked all about how they're building condos in all the major submarkets, and they believe that there's still room for growth. I got to believe that George backed that up in his interview, no?
You know, George is amazing what he's been able to do. You know, it was like the Great Recession was a bit of a speed bump for him, but not that big. You know, he's diversified his company, which is very interesting. He's involved in international markets. He's involved in affordable housing. He's involved in mid-price housing. So, you know, he's learned from the recession. The headline you mentioned 10 years ago refers to a story I did when I was with a different publication, and George talked about his vision of how South Florida would be this collection of urban villages. Now, mind you, I don't think we had heard of things like Art Basel and Wynwood and the Design District emerging back then. So now what you're seeing, it's almost like New York City down here, where you're seeing these sort of great neighborhoods emerge right before our eyes. It's like history is alive right now.
You know, and I'm flipping through this. First of all, I want to give a high five to my old friend Tom Goddard. Man, he's done some smoking deals, and that's one of the ads in here.
Yep.
Now, you talk about technology in here. Tell me a little bit about what you see coming in technology.
Well, I always refer to Manny Medina's Emerge Americas conference as sort of symbolic of what's happening down here. Miami's always had a great entrepreneurial culture, and what a lot of people are trying to foster now is make us the tech hub of the Americas. You know, if we could do for us what Asia has done for San Francisco, Silicon Valley, that would be absolutely huge down here. So if you went to Emerge, you saw all the venture capitalists coming in. You saw all the entrepreneurs with their ideas and pitching them. And Miami has a key advantage is that we have the legal protection and the professional infrastructure here that makes it attractive to move these companies to Miami, and also the VCs like them on American turf where they can keep a little bit of an eye on them.
Oh, no, and I love Manny, and we had his team on. We were talking about Emerge America, and we're going to get Matt on. Matt's been on. We're going to talk about that. I'm a firm believer in the theory of the tech evolution here and Manny bringing Emerge and that being the Art Basel of technology. Firmly believe that South Florida is poised to continue growth. I don't want to use the terminology that I always find offensive, which is that we're defining a new paradigm. I just think it's a natural growth and that this is our century. Now, you've got another story here about crowdfunding. Again, I'm in commercial real estate. I do a lot of capitalization. Crowdfunding is kind of an interesting new spin that's come out of the internet thing. I still think it's a little bit risky for real estate, but it's happening.
It is indeed. It sort of started out of, oh, you think this is a cool product and you'll, you know, give some money to it and then you'll get a, you'll either get the product for free or you'll get a discount on it. And real estate is one of the areas that's emerged. The regulatory system still isn't totally there. There's issues in Florida, for example, that you can't be a non-accredited investor and invest in equity crowdfunding things. So, you know, again, government regulation often lags on things like that.
I just got an email from Vivian that Joan Rivers died. So a moment of silence for Joan Rivers, perhaps the funniest person on TV for the last, I don't know how many years. God bless you. God rest your soul, Joan Rivers. All right. Okay, we go on. So I also see that you have my good friend Andy Cagnetta in here from Trans World Business Brokers. You know, he's very well positioned to take advantage of the growth that we're going to have here in South Florida over the next few years because he specializes in businesses of all sizes and helps people get involved right away.
You know, it's interesting. I've known Andy for many, many years. He's always been a great source to me. And he really sort of has his finger on the pulse of what's going on. And a lot of us probably know with the demographics of the baby boomers aging, there's going to be a lot of businesses for sale. And a lot of people have delayed selling their business because of the recession. And it's going to be very interesting. I almost feel like there's sort of a changing of the guard going on in general.
Well, there is a changing of the guard. You know, we talk to the wealth managers all the time. And one of the big issues is that these the older generation ages. They wonder what's the newer generation going to do. Some of them will continue to do what the family did. Others are going to want to take their, I'll call it their family office, in a different direction. And if they want to really make a difference, they're going to do real estate. That's a silo that I been working very heavily. We'll probably talk about that on future shows when we bring in some of your people that are wealth managers. Now, here's something that I really believe is true, and you didn't write this article, but we can still probably talk about it. Carlos Arboleda, I can never get Carlos's last name right. I guess it's because I'm a gringo from North Miami Beach. Carlos is terrific, and he's in here talking about community banking and the fact that the banking regulations could hamper the economic recovery. I agree with him.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot of what goes on with government is the law of unintended consequences. You know, they have some good intentions, and certainly, you know, the bust of all the banks during the recession showed that there was some need for regulation. But when you're a small institution and have to struggle with, you know, the bureaucracy and the red tape, and you have to start hiring a lot of talent, you can't leverage it that well. And so that's one reason we're seeing a lot of the banks merge these days.
Yeah, in fact, we have a good relationship with Florida Community Bank and some of the other, I'll call them new banks, mm-hmm. Nouveau banks. I don't know. What do you call them?
I know there's Nouveau branches. I guess there could be Nouveau banks.
Well, my guys there are Nouveau cool guys. So, but Florida Community Bank, I've had some good success, closed some good deals with them. So I think that the replumbing of the financial services industry is working. I just don't know how fast. A lot of the small business people express to me when I meet them on the street that they still have problems getting good loans.
You know, I had met a really interesting banker today. I actually have known him for a while, Sid Spiro of Region Bank. And, you know, he talked about how you have to be inventive to be able to call to offer all these services these days. So there's a way to do it, but you have to get strategic partners and alliances and utilize technology really effectively.
All right, we are going to take a break here. I want to come back and I want to talk about some of the things that are coming up. Specifically, I want to talk about the new Apogee Awards, and I want to talk a little bit about Office Space because I see my good friend Tim Pronka right there with my buddy Angelo Bianco in an article written by our old friend Darcy Lunsford. We'll be right back with more of the launch of the maiden magazine issue of South Florida Business and Wealth. It's got Jorge Perez on the cover. Great stuff inside. Support the magazine. It's got some really, really good stuff, and it's only going to get better. Back after this.
Wrap your hands, cross my engines. Together we could break this.
Cole, my favorite song of all time, perhaps the best rock and roll song of all time. Perhaps we'll have a debate on that one or Stairway to Heaven after the show or on the internet. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And you know what that means? It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
It's time to dive in with Saturday Spectaculars at Marlins Park. Enjoy the thrill of Marlins baseball with all-you-can-eat seats for just $27. You'll get unlimited K&B Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Star Wars Night, benefiting Stand Up to Cancer Saturday, September 6th, when your Marlins battle the Braves at 7:10. Plus, all fans are invited to a post-game party at the Clevelander, hosted by DJ Zog, presented by Subway. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with Kevin Gale, my good friend. We are talking about the maiden edition inaugural launch. I'm trying to find as many euphemisms as I can for South Florida Business and Wealth, South Florida's new Bring It All Together Business and Wealth magazine. It's a publication that focuses on the good stories that are to be told here in South Florida business. They kick it off this month with Jorge Perez. I've got a column in there too, so make sure you look for my column. And let's, we were teasing a little bit about Darcy's article about the office market. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, things like industrial have been really hot, but the office market really hasn't had much activity. And part of it has to do with the lending crisis we've gone through. You know, you're not seeing a lot of spec buildings go up these days still.
Shh, we're trying to take advantage of that right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a spoiler alert. But anyway, so yeah, I think office is rounding out and going to need a rebound, need some new office space. And I think that each one of the different submarkets that we've been profiling on my series about Where's the Next Brickell is good for at least one solid good office building in the cycle, because people are going to say, oh my God, I can't take this drive to the work. You know, I was on, and sorry for all you people that are stuck in traffic right now. I was on the way to work today, very calm, very quiet, no real big deal. And I got to work and my blood was pumping. No road raging, no cutting off. I was on time, no problem. One biker got in the way and the dump truck almost ran me over. But other than trying to avoid him, but other than that, it was calm. And so I'm really seeing where these neighborhoods are going to become, I call it the city-state concept. You know, I live in Edgewater, which used to be Midtown, which used to be that area north of the Omni. So, you know, it all evolves. You know, so that's why I think you're going to see more office needed. Now, tell me, you know, one quick story you got here. It's, well, I guess it's not really a story. It's the Apogee Awards. You know, it's the highest point in the development of something, the climax or culmination. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, this is something we created. It's going to be 8 C-level position awards. So chairman, CEO, president, COO, CFO, chief information officer, chief marketing officer, top person in HR. And the idea we have is...
So one winner in each of those categories?
Well, one in each county in each of those categories. So eight categories, three counties. So you're going to end up with 24 winners coming to the Museum of Art on November 6th. And so we'll honor them. If somebody has a last-minute suggestion, they could email me right away, but we're very near the end of the process here. And it's quite fascinating. I think one of the cool things about this event is going to see the dynamic of these really high achievers who have different positions interacting during the cocktail hour there.
Well, that's always the best part. And also, going to these events, it gives you a chance to meet those people where you wouldn't normally have access to them for those sophisticated networkers out there. So it looks like a really cool event coming up. Now, there's something else here. Golly gee willikers, are gestational surrogacy? I mean, can you even translate that for me? What's that all about? Looks like something about babies.
That was a quite interesting story. It's about an attorney at Greenspoon Martyr, and she and her husband had fertility issues. And, you know, tell us about the journey that she went through to have a family. And it's a very, very personal journey, but it's also a business story because she then expanded her practice after she went all through all this to help other families who are dealing with these issues.
Well, you know, taking a step back from the usual fun and breezy thing, that's a very serious thing. I know a lot of friends... I don't know what the reason is, but a lot of them are experiencing fertility issues. And so the ability to find creative solutions to that is extraordinarily important and something that I think that is, you know, great reading information. Now, whoa, here's an ad for my good friend Jeremy Larkin at NAI Miami. So NAI, I guess, supports what we're doing here, too.
Absolutely.
Now... international trade shot. Tell me what you found out when you did the international trade shot. Trade snapshot.
Well, you know, there's interesting things that happen. One of the little things that people don't realize is how much transshipment of gold there is here.
Whoa, pardon me?
So...
Where's that going on?
That's...
exactly? When?
Yes, what time? What does the truck look like? And how many guards does it have?
Oh, yeah.
So, gold prices are down. Buying, I think, was down in India. So we get a lot of gold coming from Latin America here. And then it all goes off to places like Switzerland where they melt it down and, you know, turn it into bars or new things.
Well, talking about turning things into new things, all aboard Miami. Now, this is something else. When you look at the photo or, I guess, the rendering that you have here, which really helps to give people an idea of where it's going to be located, this is exciting stuff. Is this really going to happen?
I think it is. I've done a lot of coverage about All Aboard and what they're trying to do. And, you know, one of the things I think that's missing down here is transportation infrastructure. And it's sort of a chicken or the egg thing. You really need good density, which George Perez talks about a lot in my interview with him, to be able to support mass transit. But All Aboard, which is a sister company, the FEC Railway, is owned by Fortress, a huge investment company up in New York. They're looking to get a major loan from the federal government, which a lot of railroads get. And so I really do think it's going to happen, and I think it's potentially very transformative, not just to, you know, go to Fort Lauderdale or West Palm, but I think this is the precursor to getting commuter rail on the tracks where it really belongs, along the FEC railway that goes right through the heart of our downtowns.
Yeah, I just think we need to find a way to get the infrastructure interruptions. I'm just talking. Anyway, listen, so let's move on to another cool thing you talk about here. I really wasn't familiar with this term, the wedge or the golden triangle in Broward. I guess I must just work it without knowing what it's called.
Well, I found that fascinating because I think one of the big dynamics in South Florida is we're running out of these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres of open tracks.
The easy deals, it's how I make my money, is the tough stuff.
You're going to have to go vertical, my friend.
I do. I go vertical all the time, but that's a story for a different show at a different time.
I won't touch that one.
You better not. Only Viv. Oh, geez.
Oh, boy. See, you better behave over there,
John. I am. I'm being. Let's talk about John Canis then.
Yeah, John is our latest guest on CEO Connect. And, you know, John's a fascinating guy. I did a lot of research on him. You know, who knew he grew up on a duck farm in Long Island and actually still has the old family homestead and a couple of neighboring properties that aren't duck farms anymore. But, you know, he risked it all with Wilbur Ross and bought Bank United when nobody else would bid as much. And he's turned it into a great thing.
And I got to just say, it was tough to get done, and it looked like it was difficult. There weren't too many people that could have bought it. But these guys were one of the groups, and they hit it out of the park. But they also helped, and this people have to get really understand this, is that when they did this deal, they helped create positive momentum in the economy when there was none in the banking sector. This guy, I don't want to say single-handedly, but with a small group of people, helped save the economy, certainly in South Florida.
Yeah, there's a little anecdote in there. I think he said right after he and Wilbur Ross did the deal that, like, Goldman Sachs came out with a multi-million dollar fund to sort of try and replicate the same thing.
Yeah, well, the issue was, though, that you could have the money, but unless you had the skills, they wouldn't give you the banks. You had to be proven at doing the bank workouts. It was very difficult. A lot of people positioned themselves to take advantage of all the things that happened during the RTC days in the early 90s, and none of that stuff ever happened. So high five to John Canis and Wilbur Ross for coming up and figuring out how to take advantage. And they were first movers at this part of our economy, and therefore, by taking that kind of risk, they reaped that kind of reward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me what we can look for coming up in the next South Florida Business and Wealth magazine, because you're already hammering me for my column.
Well, we will have a profile on another major, major, major business leader in South Florida who's top of his field. I don't want to quite give it away
yet. No. You got to call in a couple of weeks when you're ready. And I've got a secret I'm going to share with you.
And we'll have another great column on business by some guy who does a radio show,
Freed than Fried. My friend said that just a few minutes ago. Yeah, I'm going to do a column. Anybody who has suggestions on my column can email me, jim@freedonbusiness.com. Probably going to do an overview of the things I do on the show every day. I really am great. I sit here. I've got the microphone. People call me. They go, Jim, I've got a message I'd like to give, put it out there. And it gives me the opportunity to talk to some really terrific people. And to tease the next segment, I'm going to talk to Tarek about what happened with our workout last week. And we're not going to talk about the workout. We're going to talk about what happened after the workout. People should stay tuned. Tarek Maddox is truly a hero. And you're going to hear why after the break. But we've only got about a minute left, so Kevin, tell people where they can find South Florida Business and Wealth, where they can buy South Florida Business and Wealth, and how they get more information on, you guessed it, South Florida Business and Wealth.
Well, the best thing is to, you can go to our website, www.sfbwmag.com, and you can see all the content on there. If you have any story ideas or are interested in, getting a copy of the magazine, getting put on our distribution list, you can send me an email, kgale, K-G-A-L-E, @sfbwmag.com. We're currently really not on newsstands, that sort of thing. It might be something we'll do in the future. But, basically, we've really targeted senior level executives, because that's who our audience is, and we think that's the audience that'll benefit our advertisers.
Well, yeah, it's all about reaching the right people with the right people and creating that circle, if you will. I want to thank you so much for allowing our show to be part of all that. It's absolutely terrific, and we find you and Gary and the rest of your team, Sally, and gosh, everybody we've met on your team, we're so glad to be a part of it. We look forward to continuing our relationship with you, with guests. We'll have Jimmy Cassell coming on, thanks to you, in a few weeks. We've had you and Sally and everybody else on. I want to thank you for getting us involved. Again, if they want more information, how do they find it, Kevin? We've got about 10 seconds.
SFBWMag.com.
We'll be back after this with my favorite hero, Tarek Maddox. Back after this, take it away, W squared. This is the truth.
marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Oh, hey, we're talking again. What am I doing, Wonder Woman? All right, my love, without you, there is no show. And without Warren Henry, well, we just wouldn't be anywhere. He sells me all my cars. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years after you bought the car. Or leased it. I leased mine. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, you know, when we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts. You know, with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. You know, I think I need to go there. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. I use these crazy little cheaters. I got to get real glasses from these guys. Bascom-Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country now 11 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit bascompalmer.org or call it. This is my favorite part of any ad I do. 305-243, here it comes, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
It's time to dive in with Saturday Spectaculars at Marlins Park. Enjoy the thrill of Marlins baseball with all-you-can-eat seats for just $27. You'll get unlimited K&B Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Star Wars Night, benefiting Stand Up to Cancer Saturday, September 6th, when your Marlins battle the Braves at 7:10. Plus, all fans are invited to a post-game party at the Clevelander, hosted by DJ Sog, presented by Subway. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, my, that traffic report was heinous. Talk about ruining my day. I got to go through all that. I got to get there. The guy that's going to fix my computer stuff in my house is already there. I don't know how I'm going to get there. Mars, please wait for me. Please wait. I'll be there eventually. You know, University of Miami Health System, we call it UHealth on the program. They bring you the brightest minds and the best care right here in South Florida. And everybody, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And now UHealth is implantation. Soon they're going to be over on the west coast of Florida. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You hear it all the time on our show. You hear all the different doctors. Well, you know, you may have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but you need them to talk to each other, cross-reference your symptoms, your medicines, making sure that your care is second to none. Well, that's what they do at UHealth. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You heard me talking about Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, that it's ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 11 years in a row. And you always hear Ashwa Mehta here on a show, and he's with the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to know what healthcare is going to look like in the future, these guys know, and they will show you. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make you health great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things up there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. You know, there's always something new to discover about UHealth. You never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. Stay tuned. We're having my hero on next.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
You know, I got to get that new James Brown movie that's out. Hey, Tarek, you out there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Jim?
Of course I can hear you. Great. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And yourself? Thanks for having me again, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Did we not have a great time with Big D at the Marlins game the other night?
I had a phenomenal time at the Marlins game. We got a big win and big ups to the Marlins. I had a great time.
We had a great time. People need to check out our Twitter and Facebook feeds to see all those photos. We had an awesome time with a bunch of terrific people. I'll tell you, it's a great way to build your business, those sweet days at the Marlins ballpark. Now, Tarek, that was Sunday. Saturday, something happened. Now, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about my workout routine because I got injured. I had the back surgery. I've been coming back. I'm feeling strong. My limp is starting to go away.
Yes.
Gosh darn it, I don't think my foot feels like a balloon. Oh, there it is. It felt like a balloon just there. So it's coming along. It's coming along, and I'm feeling strong. I'm beginning to lose weight. I am starting to look again fit for life. But Tarek, I had a little step back the other day, and now how do I handle that?
Oh, man. I mean, the little setback that we had was minor, you know, compared to what we're really reaching for, Jim. You're making great progress. Your foot is actually doing a lot better. The limp is not as bad as it used to be. So, setback is just going to set us up for, you know, for a better comeback.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And I want to tell people sort of what we do. We meet at my apartment building, Hamilton on the Bay, and they have a beautiful gym. It's like, I don't know, a big gym, thousands of square feet, all the machines, all the dead weights, the aerobics room, the cardio room, a big running track, and a fabulous waterfront pool, which is why all the guys want to move to Edgewater. I got that lifestyle for 20 years. So we work out there. We get ourselves. We do about an hour, hour and a half, depending on what we need to get in. Then we go down to the pool. Well, this week, we went down to the pool. We did our aquatic finish. We were getting ready to leave. There was a big party of kids. And then what happened? You can't tell. I'm going to tell. What happened was two young kids and their mom came down to go to the party, and I guess they weren't too familiar with the pool. And this little kid, he must have been 18 months, 24 months old, comes flying past us, jumps belly flops into the pool, and starts to sink like a rock. The mother is freaking out. The little boy is, oh my God, splashing on. And the little girl, his sister, dressed for the pool, but not out of her top and shoes, jumps in to save him and starts sinking too. Now, you didn't see this part because you were still walking up. I'm watching all this, freaking out, and all I can do, because I can't jump in because the kid will bring me right down. I'm still not fully strong with my back. I think, where is Tarek Maddox? And I scream like a freaked out guy. I had to think of something acceptable for the airwaves.
Right.
Tarek, help! Suddenly, like Superman comes flying out of nowhere, jumps in the pool, picks up this kid, holds him up. The kid's feet are above the water. You put him on the side. Then you pick up the girl, get her out. Meanwhile, mom is still freaking out. The little boy, I got a towel around him doing my role. His heart's beating a mile a minute. And there's one thing that never happened. Nobody ever said thank you.
That is right, Jim. You're absolutely right.
No. You're not in this for the big hashtag TY, because I know you. That's why I didn't even want to tell you why I was putting your butt on the show this week. I wanted to do it to thank you for all, for the little kids. You know, they never came up to me from the building and thanked me. Nobody from security came and thanked me. The parents never thanked me. Nobody. But I'm telling you, I saw what happened. And you are the man. There were a dozen people standing around there, including this helpless soul over here who can't do anything. And you're the only one that took action, Tarek. So I want to thank you. And that's why we have the picture of you up in our studio leading the charge at the Perrine Optimist, Richmond Heights Perrine's Optimist, in front of all the kids, getting them all fired up to hear the positive energy from Lauren Book, because you, my friend, save kids every day. Lauren saves them from the perverts. You save them from the streets. And I want to thank you, because no one, I don't think, ever really does. So Tarek Maddox, a big hashtag capital T, capital Y, to Y-O-U for all the things that you do. Everybody needs to follow at Tarek Maddox. I'm going to spell it. T-E-R-E-K, no space, M-A-D-D-O-X. Look for that guy on Twitter. Look him up on Facebook. This is a person that you want in your life. And I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not apologizing for this. Tarek Maddox, thank you. Thank you for being one of the highest quality people that I have ever met. You don't have to say a word, Tarek. I don't even tell them about how you took care of your uncle as he declined with ALS or any of the things. You gave up your career for that. I don't tell people that. I guess I just did. I did. Yeah, Wonder Woman told me I did. So, Tarek, all of the coffee and all of the Gatorade aside, you're the man. And thank you. Thank you for the little people that you saved. Who knows what would have happened to that kid if you weren't there? So if people, God bless you, Tarek. If people want to get more to know about you, they want you in their life. I gave it out a couple of minutes ago, but we know that South Florida is full of Jets fans. And I know you work for the Jets. You got to just suck it up here. Mm-hmm. Tell them how they get a hold of you. Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. Oh, by the way, Tarek is the guy that trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. So this guy knows what he's talking about. Physiologist, FIU, he's the man. He keeps me, hashtag fit for life. Go look under the hashtag and check it out. Okay, Tarek, I built you up. Give it to him.
Thank you, Jim. You guys can follow me at Tarek Maddox. I'm very easy to get in touch with. Or if you just simply give me a ring at area code 786-278-5584. Thanks again, Jim. I really appreciate you, man.
Listen, Tarek, you're my brother. I love you. You're the greatest. You help me keep the most important thing, other than Vivian and my family, my body, together. And I can't thank you enough for that. And I know two little people that if they could find you, they'd give you a big hug and a big thank you. So Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer, hero for South Florida kids. Thank you again, at Tarek Maddox. One more time for the Jets fans, go slow, at T-E-R-E-K. M-A-D-D-O-X, or the phone number is
786-278-5584. Have a great day, Jim.
You're the best. Go get them fit for life at your boot camp. I'll talk to you on Saturday. Tarek Maddox, my hero.
See you then.
Oh, you're the best. Wonder Woman, take it away. When we come back, I'm going to give the final answer about what I think the next Brickle is. I've been getting emails. I've been getting texts. I've been getting suggestions for a month. I've been giving my opinion, you know, and now in about 2 minutes, I will give you my final answer. Back after this. Oh, yeah, that was the song for my prom back before they had fire in the wheel. After they invented the wheel, then came Warren Henry. And you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my cars from them, my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. You know, I am so fired up about that Tarek Maddox interview. He is such a great guy. Their best price guarantee, that's Warren Henry's best price guarantee, is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, fur service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole, well, actually 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here. The Twitter and text, everything's exploding. Everybody's asking. Everybody wants to tell me. One more minute, and I'll tell you where I think the next brickle is. But for now, it's time to act and shine light where there was once darkness to protect the most innocent among us. That's Lauren Book's saying. And now she's got the Safer, Smarter Kids curriculum, and you can read all about it on laurenskids.org. So join Lauren. Join Larry Zinn. Join Ron Book. Join Tarek Maddox, join my wife Vivian and I. We all support Lauren's Kids. Look for the beautiful Love and Healing license plates on the back of cars. My gosh, they give me goosebumps. One more time, I'm back right after the break with what the next brickle is. Wonder Woman, it's yours.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. How much time do I have, W squared? Oh, okay, that's enough time. All right, well, listen, we've talked about what submarkets that I have thought have been brickle. It's the way I've been editorializing for all of August, and now it's September, so it's time to give the final answer. And so we've talked about Coconut Grove. We talked about Doral. We talked about downtown Fort Lauderdale. We've talked Edgewater, Wynwood, which is where Carlos Rosso is placing all of his, not all of it, but a significant bet, and I kind of agree with him on that. And Little River, Little Haiti, I think those are the areas that we talked about. Well, here's the answer. The answer is Brickell itself, because Brickell is reinventing itself and going to come back in a completely different way than it has been over the past few years. Because of what's been going on, it's been tough to get in and out of Brickell over the last few months, so I don't go in as often. And when I do, it's absolutely amazing the changes that are taking place. Brickell is growing a floor a week on each one of these buildings, and it is racing to the sky. Projects like the SLS Brickell, Brickell City Center, I'm just going in my mind's eye and looking at all the cranes. Harvey Hernandez's deals are going up. So Brickell continues to grow and go, and there is a variety of developers there, which I believe will add to the fact of Brickell remaining healthy for some time to come. And you've heard me talk about it on the show here many times now about what I see as the future of the city-states of Miami. And Brickell is poised to become the strongest of all of them because it's the only one that's got a diversified, integrated commercial and residential community. It's got the three Publixes. Soon it's going to have, Brickell City Center. Brickell City Center that's going to add all that extra retail, a full shopping center. You've got tens of thousands of residents that live there now. More coming. They're all high net worth people. The shopping, the social, the business, it's all coming together. And it's in the area that the young people, the millennials, love because they don't need a car. You don't need a car. I did Mary Brickell Village. It was the first deal. It was the last cycle. It was the only one. It's on top of Mary Brickell Village. It's getting finished only just now. Why is that such a great location? My gosh, you can go downstairs and work out. You can go to food. You can walk to the train. You can walk to the people mover. That means you don't need a car to go food shopping or durable goods shopping. And oh, by the way, with the advent of the internet, some people don't go shopping at all. They just do it on their computer. So I think that Brickell Avenue is shaping up to be the next Brickell. It is reinventing itself. So yeah, a little bit of a crazy out of there answer, but I think it's the true answer. So Carlos, when I see you the next time, we'll have some wine. We'll be on top of Brickell of Biscayne, of Icon Biscayne Bay. I'll be interviewing you. And one of the questions I'm going to pose to you is just what I said. What do you think about the concept of the new Brickell being the reinvented Brickell? Because to me, that's the real answer. That's what's driving growth. Yeah, all the green space and all the green fields and all the chances to do it right the first time or up on Edgewater. But Brickell is reinventing itself and becoming something new, something exciting, something that everybody I know wants to become a part of. Wonder Woman, how much time do I have left? Okay. So that's the end game for me. I've been doing deals in all of those markets. I've done two deals up in Edgewater where I sold residential land. I'm working on a couple more right now. They will make. Another friend of mine up in the Edgewater area is getting ready to take down a big piece of land at a big price. And then I'm working on all kinds of things in the CBD on the north side of the river. And I did the AIG Zom deal on the south side right across the street from the Brickell City Center. So you can tell that I'm in tune. I've been doing deals in these markets. I can't tell you where we're looking for the future sites, but I can tell you that if you follow the things I've been saying on the show, it might become pretty evident. All right. I want to take some time out today, a little bit longer on the close. I want to thank my friends at South Florida Business and Wealth for including us as part of their media relationships. You can read my column in the current edition of South Florida Business and Wealth. You can get it online at www.sfbwmag.com. I want to thank, of course, South Florida Business and Wealth. I want to thank our sponsors, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Marlins and the Miami Dolphins, Lawrence Kids, Brewster Kell, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, where I'll be broadcasting live next week from the studios of WRUF. My God, it's my dream, and now I do it once a year. I want to go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends, join our communities. We've got Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, YouTube. As soon as Johnny305 can get over and show me how to load up all my stuff, we'll do some new YouTube stuff. It's going to be awesome. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com, in the next couple of days, depending on when Wonder Woman gets it to me to post. Now, this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. We're on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday. Again, we'll be broadcasting live from the University of Florida and WRUF. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now, everybody, go out there and make it happen. Dolphin season starts Sunday. High five. You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a lone ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Adore.